B and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
This is JB and the General. Happy Tuesday, Nashville. Coming to you live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. That time again. No JB in this morning. He is taking a day off. He's off TV, so asked me to take a day off from radio. I said, absolutely. We got a fun show ahead, but let's just go ahead and jump right into it because we got a guest on the phone lines right now, a man who you just listened to for 3 hours. So I'm going to, he gladly is going to come on here for 10 or so minutes, talk a little, some prospects in the NFL draft. Bill, appreciate you doing this once again.
Yeah, man.
Let's go ahead and jump right into it. And a guy I've talked about a few times with you, just kind of picking your brain. I don't know if you consider yourself a Notre Dame fan necessarily, Bill, but Joe Alt is kind of the name around town at this moment with the NFL draft. Not asking you necessarily to project what he is in the NFL, but as a college tackle, does it get any better than what Joe Alt has been for the Fighting Irish?
I mentioned his true freshman year, and in high school he was listed around 6'7", 240, and they played combination tight end and tackle. And I knew he was a lot bigger than that because of length. And he did still one of their top 5 to 10 most recruited linemen, period. It comes from good stuff. His dad, long time Iowa offensive lineman, NFL offensive lineman, though. And they were struggling on the left side of the line of scrimmage. And they were putting him in to be an additional tackle, but at the tight end slot type position. And he would do fine there. Well, finally, they played him at left tackle. I don't remember if it was an injury or they just needed to try something new. About the third or fourth game of his true freshman year, and I could tell on about the second snap, that position was fixed. It was amazing. And I'm not saying he was spectacular, but he did his job.
Sure.
And the job wasn't getting done. And since then, he's blossomed into a 6'8 plus 330 pound, and he wears 330 like he's long. He doesn't wear it heavy. He wears it like he's lean, and he's just a monster. He's athletic. He's smart. He's a left tackle. Now, I don't know if he's that day one or whatever NFL team gets him, Titans, whoever, but he's an NFL left tackle.
One more guy, a couple more, quite frankly, and a guy here locally, Junior Colson, fantastic linebacker at Michigan. Bill, what to you is his best attribute? Is it the run game? Is it kind of backing off in coverage? Watching him all those years at Michigan, what did you see from him?
Have you heard me tell his story before?
Yes. Yep.
He is from Haiti, and one of those basically lost, and a couple from Brentwood were down there with church volunteering, and they adopted him when he was about 11. Brought him home here, didn't speak a lick of English, never heard of American football, and adjusted and became a huge prospect. 6'2", about 240 pounds, whatever they list him. And I would say that Patton, on that level, you're talking about transitioning to the Sunday game, he's probably a jack of all trades and maybe not a master of any of them.
Sure.
On that level. But he's good at everything. He's physical at the point of attack. He's sudden. He knows how to wade his way through the wash when you're trying to discern blockers and get to where the ball is. He's just a very instinctive, good football player, from, let's face it, a very tough guy program in Michigan. I like everything about him, including his story. And, I mean, think about it. He ends up here, plays at Ravenwood, and only reason he went to Michigan is because his mom's from there, and she's kind of a Michigan fan, so they went up there, and he got offered at a camp. Otherwise, he wouldn't even be there. I'm sure they probably would have liked him.
Sure.
But that was the connection there. But it's a really good story.
Absolutely fantastic, and a guy you're definitely going to root for no matter what. The quarterbacks in this draft, Bill, more than likely four of them are going to go within the top 10. Now, J.J. McCarthy's kind of that question mark on where he'll end up falling, but the top three of Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, and Drake May, to you, Bill, is there much of a difference in their college careers at all?
As it applies to the level, maybe not. I don't think Caleb Williams is a special talent. I think he's good.
Sure.
I don't think he's a special talent. I don't think he'll be as good as C.J. Stroud, somebody like that. I probably like Jaden Daniels the best. My only concern is, and he's 6'3", so the length, the height's not an issue, but he is somewhat slight,
yeah,
which worries me about durability. And I know all quarterbacks get pummeled, and it's tough to keep anybody healthy. I worry about him. Bryce Young is 6 foot, maybe 190. That's an even bigger problem, right? Just mm-hmm. durability wise, and it's proven to be a problem.
Yep.
That would be my issue with him. If you could guarantee, which you can't, how healthy he'd be, I'd probably go with him. I like the way he played. I like the way he played under Mike Denbrock's offense, now at Notre Dame, but there at LSU. And he's a very versatile two-way type player, not two-way, yep. I mean, below the waist and above the waist. He can hurt you both ways.
Yep.
And I like his decision-making ability. He'd be my favorite in that group. I think J.J. McCarthy, as much as I appreciate what he did at Michigan, is overrated. These stories about him being the first pick, if true, it astonishes me.
Yep, it's that time of year again. You mentioned Caleb Williams there at the top, Bill. Now, on the field, he's dazzling and kind of questions whether or not he is generational, like maybe some would like to say. What are your thoughts on his off-the-field stuff, Bill? Because all off-season in terms of the draft process, you've heard the dad talk, you've heard all that, but you had kind of murmurs throughout the season as well. Was that ever kind of a point of contention for you, just kind of how much of a leader maybe that he is off the field?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. That would be a worry for me. If you're going to be, if literally somebody's generational, I can put up with a whole lot of shenanigans, right? I mean, let's face it, we're trying to win.
Sure.
We're not trying to see who's best at Bible school. We're trying to win. And I don't think he's generational. And I do think there's a diva element to him. I just wouldn't trust pouring that many tens of millions into him mm-hmm. based on my concerns. First of all, I don't think he's a generational talent, just everything else aside, and then you couple the things that might be concerns aside from the on the field part of his game, and I don't think it'd be perfect. Now, he's probably going number one, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea.
One more here for you, Bill, and I'll let you continue on throughout your day. Once again, appreciate it. Jerry Kill at Vanderbilt. Now, Vanderbilt is what it is in football, but just as a
yeah.
coach, Bill, what is he like? He's been around the game forever. I wanted to know if you had any interactions with Jerry.
I have never, as far as I can remember, had an interview or talk with Jerry Kill. I've been someone who admired him and watched him, and I think he's a very solid coach. I think he's a very fundamentally brilliant coach. I think he brings that angle to the Vanderbilt program. I think he's a nice addition. And I know you just touched on this. The problem Coach Kill's going to have with whatever and ever how much responsibility they give him is he's doing it with talent that you can't overcoach.
Right.
And that's the problem. So I like the idea. I'm glad he's here. Hopefully I get to meet him someday, but I don't think he's going to have any impact when it comes to what happens on the field because they don't bring in the type of player that makes an impact.
Yep. Well, Bill, we appreciate it. You came on with me in my first solo show. You've come on now for the second. The first one went okay, so I'm hoping you bring that same luck my way. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Thank you.
Bill is king on Twitter. Of course, listen to him 6 to 9 a.m. every morning here on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR. Well, loaded show coming your way. Quickly, before we recap all the sports going on right now, of course, Brad Powers, Brad Powers 7 on Twitter. He'll be joining us, as he does every Tuesday at 9:25. One more guest other than our usual scheduled guest, John Glennon. We had John Glennon last week, reached out to him. Of course, the Predators playing tonight, 9 o'clock Central. Don't get me started on that necessarily, but, Glennon Sports on Twitter, he will join us at 10:05. He will join us to talk some Preds game number 2, give his thoughts on game 1 on Sunday night, as well as that NFL draft, that pesky NFL draft that we love talking about and overthinking about, is on its way as well. 2 days away. We are 52 hours away from the NFL draft. Can you believe it? But that time, so we'll ask John his final thoughts on what the Titans will do at 7, trading out of it. Who knows? And, of course, our Nashville Cats, our Cats Corner segment, as always on Tuesday at 10:40. We will have a very special guest, the now-announced starting quarterback. You heard Greg Pogue mention it yesterday if you were listening. Ramon Adkins, the starting quarterback for the Nashville Cats, will join us at 10:40, so you will not want to miss that. Get to hear from the starting quarterback. A fantastic story. I'm really excited to get to talk to Ramon. His football journey, it's a little bit different from the guys we just talked about with Bill, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams. It's been 5 stars their whole entire life, playing at the big time college programs, knowing that more than likely you're going to be playing on Sundays in the NFL, not necessarily Sundays, maybe in the Arena Football League, or transferring in and out in the Indoor Football League, which is what Ramon did last year. But his story is fantastic. You are not going to want to miss that at all. That is at 10:40, our Nashville Cats segment. Well, how about last night, sports fans? Not necessarily Nashville related, but in terms of sports fans around the world, NBA, NHL, we had it all last night. Game number 1 of the night started off on NBA TV with the Cleveland Cavaliers. My Cavaliers taking on the Orlando Magic, looking to go up 2 games in the series. And they did so. Once again, another fantastic game, really, from all 5 starters, to be completely honest. Evan Mobley, once again, was fantastic, hit a couple 3-pointers, and that's really what, if you look back at that New York Knicks series last year, his 3-point production killed them, quite frankly, as well as the rebounding. Him and Jared Allen both just got pushed around for the majority of that series. But I mentioned the stat between Paolo Banchero and Evan Mobley yesterday. Well, that stat has now been updated. 2 of 11 from the field, 6 points for Banchero when Evan Mobley is guarding him. And you heard me talk about it for the past about week or so. Once this matchup looked like it was going to be finalized, I did not like the matchup between Evan Mobley and Banchero. And I think maybe the coaches and players have been talking to Evan about maybe what me and a lot of other people have said, because that matchup for me looked to be a serious point of contention, but boy, did it ever. It was a fantastic game from the Cavs. Darius Garland had a terrific second half. There's just some Nashville sprinkled in there as well. A young man I've questioned maybe this season, but good to see him perform at the highest level. The second game in a row, the Orlando Magic have not broken the 90-point total for the Cleveland Cavaliers. So they go on and win that one. They're up 2-0. They will head to Mickey Mouse Land and look to take on the Magic and extend that series on Thursday at 6 o'clock on NBA TV is when that next game is. And then the other 2 games were just as good, if not better, than my Cavaliers game. The New York Knicks, they get a 2-game advantage on the 76ers, and boy, did the 76ers blow it. Really, Philly had the lead for the entirety of that game, ended up giving it up late in the fourth quarter. They get it back with under a minute to go. 5 straight points for the New York Knicks to end up getting that lead. And you go back and watch some of the post-game coverage and what Joel Embiid And head coach Nick Nurse was talking. They looked defeated, quite frankly. Did not look very good at all. They had the game won and ended, if not for Jalen Brunson and Dante DiVincenzo. Of course, the Villanova contingent came in and stole the hearts of the Philly program, and a school not too far away from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Villanova stealing the hearts of 76ers fans. So the Knicks go on and win. They got a two-game advantage on the 76ers. And then quickly here, before we send it to a break, the L.A. Lakers, my LeBron James and Kevin and Muletown, feel free to text in, call in, whatever you want to do, and give me my flowers. Lakers blow a 20-point lead in yesterday's game. They go on and lose courtesy of a Jamal Murray buzzer beater fading away from the outstretched fingertips of Anthony Davis. Nuggets get the two-game lead. They head back to L.A., and similar to kind of what the 76ers had, I thought they emptied a lot in the gas tank to try and even that series, steal a game on the road. They had the game dead and won for the majority of that game. They give it up late. LeBron was spectacular in the fourth quarter, couldn't get it done, missed a three-pointer that ended up giving the opportunity to Jamal Murray to end up hitting that buzzer beater and winning that game, going two games to none. Well, segment number one is done. We are going to head out to Las Vegas at BradPower7 on Twitter. We'll be joining us shortly. Loaded show ahead if you want to give us in. Here's my plea to you, everybody. Only me in the studio right now. So if you call during the segment, it is going to be dead air. So we can't do that. We cannot call during the segment. If you want to call, and I'll mention this throughout the show, call during the break. So we got Brad Powers coming up, so don't call during this break. But during the breaks are your best time to get in on the phones. Helps me out over here, the producer and your host this morning. Of course, no JB this morning. He will be back tomorrow on Wednesday. Texting, though, text me whenever. I can read those whenever I got my computer screen open and ready to go. Let's go ahead now to Las Vegas here from Brad Powers. Talk a little college football, the NBA playoffs, NFL draft, see if there are any trends heading his way. JB and the General on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. We'll talk to you on the other side with Brad Powers.
Buyandtow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit buyandtow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, buyandtow.com. That's buyandtow.com.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit.
800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olsen. He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone.
Listen to every pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Welcome back, JB and the General. Pat Cook here, the General of the JB part. John Burton not here, off for the day, so it is the solo show. While the cat's away, the mice shall play. So Brad Powers, who is joining us right now. Brad, I hope you did your studying up on Vanderbilt, because we got 15 minutes straight of Vanderbilt questions. I'm kidding, of course, but thanks for joining the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Patton.
Let's go ahead and get into it. NFL draft week, Brad. My first question to you, any movement on any players' odds that have kind of jumped up and down at all?
Well, I think obviously number one is going to go Caleb Williams. I mean, just to put it in perspective, if you want to bet Caleb Williams to go first overall, you bet $200 to win a dollar. $200 to win a dollar if you want to do that. So that's how big of a favorite he is. Number two has been the movement there, obviously, between Jaden Daniels and Drake May. Jaden Daniels early, actually, if we go way back, you know, towards the end of the season, 4 or 5 months ago, Drake May was probably the favorite to go number two. Yep. Then Jaden Daniels swung to the considerable favorite. Then about a week ago, it was about even money between the two as far as who was going to go second. But right now, Jaden Daniels right around minus 200, minus 250, meaning you got to bet $200, $250 to win 100 with him going number two. Drake, whoever doesn't go number two, likely to go number three to the Patriots. Then the fourth spot, probably a wide receiver, Marvin Harrison. And then five, maybe a quarterback like the J.J. McCarthy possibility. So expect four quarterbacks certainly in the top ten.
A couple questions from that. First, how do you split up Jaden Daniels and Drake May, Brad? Is there much kind of difference between the two, in your opinion, on kind of level success they can have in the NFL?
I think Jaden Daniels is a little bit better runner. Drake May is a little bit more accomplished passer. I think they're two good prospects. Personally, I think I'd lean more towards Drake May more than Jaden Daniels. But two guys that I think should be, you know, I'm not going to put them in Canton, but I think that they have the ability to be franchise quarterbacks. Certainly not like a Patrick Mahomes. I'm not expecting that type of production, but they're both capable if they continue to grow to be starters in this league for the next 10 years.
Is there a line on potential a team trading out like the Chargers? Are you able to kind of bet something like that, Brad?
Yeah, you are. A few. I mean, some of the more popular trade ones, just the overall amount of trades in the first round, an over-under number where you bet, you know, over 5.5 trades, under 5.5. I haven't personally this year bet any specific teams they're going to trade or, you know, the overall amount of trades. It's kind of a tough handicap to know for certain, because a lot of it could be dependent on what happens in front of those teams. So certainly, I mean, if you're talking to teams in the top 10, there's always that possibility of them, you know, trading down and just going for depth. Because one thing about college football is if you have a lot of needs, I think the overall depth of a lot of these drafts now has improved over the last 10 years.
Joe Alt, here locally, is almost thought of as the savior for the Titans' offensive line problems. Brad, is it a clear difference in what Joe Alt is compared to maybe J.C. Latham, the tackle out of Alabama? Just what are your thoughts on the discrepancy of level of maybe NFL readiness, I would say, in Joe Alt between kind of the rest of the tackle prospects?
I'm a Notre Dame fan. So, obviously, if you go the last 10 years, I would say Notre Dame, probably the best offensive lineman as far as sending multiple guys to the draft quality starters. I would guess that they got two guys on their way to Canton in the last 10 years, Quentin Nelson, who's got some more work to do there, and then obviously Zach Martin for the Cowboys. They got some Ronnie Stanley in Baltimore has been really good, among other guys that are starting in the league. I'll say this from watching them at their Notre Dame careers and comparing all those guys, Joe Alt to me is the most NFL ready of any of those guys. He's got the pedigree, the lineage in his family. He's got the size. He's got the technique. I mean, he's got the experience. I mean, this is a guy that was starting as a true freshman on that Notre Dame offensive line. I mean, just a mainstay there. If you ask me, not just Tennessee, but if you're asking me any position, any player in this year's draft, if my life was on the line and I had to bet one guy to make the Hall of Fame out of this year's draft class, it would be Joe Alt.
That is high words. One that I'm hoping the commissioner will call out at number 7 on Thursday. Staying on that Notre Dame kind of mindset, Brad, you were there at the spring game. Just your overall thoughts. I know they got some guys banged up, but what did you see?
Yeah, they had a lot of guys, you know, sitting out, including Riley Leonard, the Duke transfer, who's expected to be the starting quarterback. But, I would say four of their top 6-7 wide receivers out, among others, Benjamin Morrison, an All-American cornerback, is out. I'll say this, and I've been watching Notre Dame spring games since I was a little kid. In 1989 was my first one. That is the most depth I've seen from Notre Dame in 30 years as far as quality depth, guys that can play on the second and third strings. I mean, their quarterback room, even without Riley Leonard, all three guys can play. All three guys are capable of starting at Power 5 teams. I'm not saying that they're going to start at Alabama, but they can start at a lot of Power 5 teams across the country. So Marcus Freeman has done he's upgraded the recruiting. Now here in year 3, you're starting to see that almost across the board. Ironically, though, what's been a team strength, a program strength over the last decade, we just talked about it to tie it in segments here in questions, has been the offensive line. But I would say this. That's the biggest question mark on this year's team is the offensive line, losing a guy like Joe Alt. And then they also unexpectedly lost their right tackle on Blake Fisher. Those two tackle positions might be the biggest weakness on this year's team.
Brad, what is kind of the expectations around the Irish fan base this year? Of course, the expanded playoffs, so the likelihood of them able to get into the dance is high. What are those expectations under Marcus Freeman?
Yeah, I think obviously I can speak from experience since I've been a fan my whole life. I mean, for the majority of it since I Lou Holtz era, it's always been Chicken Little, sky is falling. What's going to happen next? Wrong, because I mean that's been the case. Sure. I mean, it hasn't been the same program. That it's not your grandfather's Notre Dame team. It's not your father's Notre Dame team the last 30 years. But there's a different energy there. I could feel. I can almost sense it in the stadium. A lot more optimism. Obviously, the fan base loves their coach. Hasn't always been the case for the last 30 years with Notre Dame. A lot of the fan base, including myself, we weren't big Brian Kelly fans. All in on Marcus Freeman. Put in perspective, they just announced a $150 million brand new football facility. I mean, they have the two highest paid coordinators in college football, both Al Golden at defense, and obviously getting Mike Denbrock from LSU that had the number one offense and the Heisman Trophy winner on offense at LSU last year. They get him to come to Notre Dame. He's making over $2 million a year. I mean, they are spending as much money as they've ever had. You have to compete, but they're all in. I mean, I don't think they've been really serious about trying to win a national championship, again, going back 30 years until the last couple of years. They're all in. They want to win the national championship. I'm happy, finally.
Do you think we kind of with where this is going, where the amount of money you're going to have to spend to kind of be at this top level, does that make them any more likely to join a conference?
That's a really good question, Patton. I think eventually they're going to have to, probably the Big Ten. I mean, look, I mean, they didn't want to join the Big Ten because it was so geographically restricted to the Midwest for so many years. But, I mean, their greatest rival, USC, across country, the greatest intersectional rivalry, at least cross-country rivalry in college football, right. They're in the Big Ten now. And then we'll see who else the Big Ten adds in the next go-around. I think eventually they're going to have to. And, you know, it makes a lot of sense. C-E-N-T-S sense, because Notre Dame, yeah, they got their own TV deal. Yeah, they got, you know, a big-time endowment. But if you look at the TV contracts that the Big Ten and SEC teams are getting, I mean, Notre Dame is going to be running at a deficit compared to those programs. I'm talking to the Vanderbilts and the Indianas of the world, $30, $40, $50 million wow. per year. You can't run a deficit that big, even to those types of schools, and expect to try to win a national championship. So, yeah, I think that eventually in the next 5 years they join.
Talked about this last week, the Ohio State spring game. We didn't ask you about this. Of course, Chip Kelly is their offensive coordinator, something I think I might have forgotten a couple weeks ago that he ended up leaving UCLA. What is that experiment like going right now after the spring game? Now you're getting some faces leaving in and out of the program.
Yeah, I'll say this. If I had more faith in their quarterbacks, Ohio State would probably be slam dunk number one preseason. Right now they're number two. I need to see more out of quarterbacks. I saw it in person at Ohio. I went to the Ohio State spring game, went to Notre Dame. I'd rather have Notre Dame's quarterbacks right now on paper and what I saw eye test compared to Ohio State. That's saying something, because obviously the Buckeyes have some talent. But let's just put it in perspective. If you don't believe me in this stuff, I mean, Will Howard was probably not going to be the starting quarterback at Kansas State this year. Avery Johnson was probably going to overtake him. So you're expecting him to be the starter and him to lead you to the national championship? That's a question mark. Devin Brown, I haven't seen it yet. I question his ability as a passer. I mean, those are your top two guys. Maybe, though, I'll say this on the positive side, they might be good enough that it doesn't matter. I mean, that's how good they are at pretty much every other position on the team, with the exception maybe there's still a few question marks on the offensive line. But outside of those two position groups, Ohio State is as talented and as deep as any team in college football the last 5-6 years. Urban Meyer said that on the telecast, and I agreed with him after watching it again.
Depending on who you believe, mainly from Kyle McCord, they pushed him out. Brad, was that a mistake?
No, he wasn't good enough. Just wasn't. I mean, look, you talk about narratives. I'm all about that. You know, obviously could have beaten Michigan. He had a late interception there, but think about, you know, obviously Ryan Day trying to overcome the three straight losses to Michigan. But also, I mean, Kyle McCord almost threw an interception late in the game against Notre Dame. That was dropped by the defensive back. If that's an interception, then they also lose that game. He just wasn't good enough as a thrower, especially when you considered that they had Marvin Harrison Jr., Emeka Egbuka. I mean, it was some of the best wide receivers in the country, and they still left a lot to be desired at that position. So I agreed with pushing him out.
I've heard some fans say possibly this wide receiver room could be better this year. Are you buying that in Ohio?
Yeah, well, obviously you lose a first-round top five caliber talent in Marvin Harrison, but they recruit the wide receiver position as good as any position. Forget wide receivers. I'm talking offensive line, defensive line. Any position group on any team in college football, Ohio State's wide receiver recruiting pipeline is unbelievable. And speaking of that, they have the number one player overall in the country coming in at that position, regardless of position, Jeremiah Smith, and he has lived up to expectations so far. I expect him to start day one. You also have Carnell Tate, another five-star wide receiver from last year. Emeka Egbuka is back. He's a first-team All-American. And they got other guys coming in. So, yep, it's just as good as what they were last year, even losing to Marvin Harrison.
One more college football question. Well, it's more college athletics, I guess. But the new transfer rule is, I think, all but established at this point. Brad, making it a little more open. Does this change anything in your world?
I mean, it just creates more work for me. I mean, you just got to keep track of it. But I try not to overreact. I mean, that's generally speaking in today's society, because we live in a 24/7 news cycle. Sticking to your guns a little bit and not trying to overreact is what I would say in everybody's best interest. But, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of it. I mean, you're seeing guys, I'll use an example, it's relatively in the weeds, but Xavier Carter's a player that's, you know, just has been transferring back and forth. five different schools in five semesters. Oh, I just is that really protecting the kids? I don't think it is.
Yeah, no doubt. One more, and we'll let you go here. Last time you were on, you mentioned the unders in the NBA playoffs were a high success. Right now, at least with my Cavaliers and their series, that has certainly been hitting. Any trends in the NBA playoffs as we're a couple nights into it?
Yeah, including the play-in games, the unders are 13-4. I mean, it's just, you don't have to be Einstein to figure this out. Regular season really doesn't matter anymore in the NBA. You look at the totals in the NBA and how they're priced. They're in the 230s, the 240s. Nobody cares. Nobody plays defense. Obviously, the games mean something in the playoffs. We're dealing with total lines. Even the 15 points lower in the 220s, in the teens, and they're still flying under the total because all of a sudden it's an entirely different game. So unders continuing to cash. Another trend, maybe not betting specific, but home teams have won every single game so far in the playoffs. That's remarkable.
Brad, what is your stadium series update for us?
As far as how many I've been to?
Yes.
I'm over half, so I'm in the 60s. I think I'm upper 60s. I haven't exactly counted it, but I got another tour in the summer that's going to knock out another 12 or 13 more.
Awesome. Well, Brad, we appreciate you coming on with us. Let the people know how they can get your work. College football season will be here before we know it.
Hey, great job flying solo, Pat.
Thank you, Brad.
Really appreciate all the great questions. If you're interested in the information as far as the weekly newsletter and the preview, you go to bradpowersports.com. You click on the Bill King tab. You can check out the availability of the products there.
Brad, thanks as always. No Vanderbilt questions this week. We'll get you one next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks again.
Thank you. Brad Powers at BradPowers7 on Twitter. Nobody better, in my opinion. See a lot of fake bettors on Twitter. Don't believe everything you see. Coming up, Vanderbilt fan myself. I like to think I know a thing or two about Vanderbilt basketball. I'm going to break down the Vanderbilt Transfer Portal recruiting class update. Mark Byington and company has been to work. I'll let you know how they've been working. We're going to have Joey Dwyer on tomorrow. That'll break it down a little more in full, but we had another commitment again yesterday for the Commodores, so we'll break that down and give you an update on the Commodores Transfer Portal recruiting class. WNSR Nashville Sports Radio, it's JB and the General live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back, it's furious, and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Tony Pollard is younger. He's 3.5 years younger than Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You're getting him in his prime. And as Adam just stated, you're not asking him to be a bell cow. You've got Spears and Pollard.
Yep.
That's where the league is today.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
This is JB and the General. Patton Cook, the General. Here this morning on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio here. Appreciate all everybody tuning in this morning. Just a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon. A little chilly, but things will start to warm up here progressively as the week moves on. I teased it before the break, as a true radio pro does, teasing the next segment. Vanderbilt basketball. Now, the season last year, one to forget, one that about put me 6 feet under, if I'm being completely honest with you. 9-23 overall, 4-14 in the conference. Now, you had some bright moments in there, nearly beating Kentucky, nearly beating Tennessee in some moments, beating Texas A&M, of course, losing in round one in the SEC tournament to Arkansas after a fantastic Ezra Magnon shot at the free throw line, but in year five of Jerry Stackhouse, not good enough. And I think Candace Story Lee and the Vanderbilt administration made the right decision, not one maybe that they wanted to make, especially after you hear the numbers of the buyout that were released. And depending on who you hear, who you talk to, and who you believe, it's upwards of $20-25 million. And in a lot of universities, that'd be enough to get you fired for your athletic director. But Candace Story Lee is back, and I do not have a problem with that at all. Wasn't really her hire necessarily to make. It was, of course, Malcolm Turner who brought in Jerry Stackhouse with his ties to the NBA and the G League, so on and so forth. But it is the Mark Byington era has begun on West End, and couple big transfers, especially the past couple of days, and want to break down kind of what's happened if you haven't been keeping up with this Vanderbilt program. Of course, Lee Dort, just running through the players that have transferred out so far. Lee Dort, who is already committed to Cal, University of California. Colin Smith, of course, tore his ACL at the very beginning of this season. It might have been an Achilles, actually. For Colin Smith, was poised to have a great year, was really going to be that four from the very beginning, never really got to be that. Paul Lewis has transferred away. Tyron Lawrence, Jason Rivera Torres have all transferred out of the program. But Some serious, serious transfers have been brought in by this staff so far. NIL was something you heard that had been upgraded this year, and they have gone out and made some, I think, some really, really positive momentum on the transfer portal. They've got out. They've done the work, something maybe that Jerry Stackhouse wasn't necessarily wanting or interested in doing. They had the signee, Devin McLaughlin, yesterday out of Boston College, a young man who averaged 10 points per game, 6 rebounds, 57.5% from the field. More of a four, I would say, in my opinion, Van Allen Lubin, who is still on this roster as of now when I am speaking this out into existence. Hopefully he stays put in the Vanderbilt campus. Really the same position. I don't think neither guy is really going to be able to be that five. I think Vanderbilt's going to still have to go out and get that guy. With all the players I'm about to mention, they still have 3 scholarships remaining, so plenty of things still to do. This is the crown jewel, in my opinion. Not McLaughlin. I'd say that's probably tier number 2. This is the crown jewel in terms of the class. Jason Edwards, out of North Texas, 19 points per game. I invite everybody to go out and look at his tape. Right now, Joey Dwyer has it up on his Twitter. If you scroll down a little bit, you watch what type of a player this is. And I'm not saying he's going to be this guy. I'm not saying he's going to be a lottery pick in the NBA, of course, because he's still in college and he hasn't entered the NBA draft necessarily. Now, maybe he does. Maybe he has a Dalton Connect type year, but I doubt it. But when I say this name, don't freak out. Darius Garland. They have not had a player like this at the point guard position since Darius Garland. All due respect to Scottie Pippen Jr. All due respect to Tyron Lawrence and Ezra Bagnon, really 2 point guards that they had out on the floor. You watch this kid play, and now competition is a little lesser at North Texas. Got to see him play a little bit whenever, of course, MTSU still in the same conference. You watch this kid, the speed and the dribbling ability Jason Edwards has, as well as the ability to get off a 3-point shot. It's not something Vanderbilt has had. Scottie Pippen Jr., Ezra Bagnon, Tyron Lawrence, they are very good on the ball, but the ball handling ability of Jason Edwards next year is going to be so big for this program. So I love that signing. Grant Huffman, I beg your pardon, out of Davidson. He has transferred in 13 points per game last year for Davidson. Not necessarily a 3-point shooter. You may look at him, a 2-guard, shot a decent clip from the field, but did not shoot it well. Sub 30% from the 3-point line. So don't expect him to come in and be your flamethrower from outside the 3-point line. Tyler Nickel, got him from Virginia Tech. Originally out of North Carolina, UNC, transferred from Virginia Tech. He is in the program, more of a 3/4, going to be your small forward, I would say, next year. Now, he is a flamethrower, just below 40% from the 3-point line. So that's a guy you're going to like next year, Vanderbilt fans. And then rounding it out, Jalen Carey. He was brought over with Mark Byington at James Madison University. If you think Carey, that last name sounds familiar, well, it is. His older brother, Vernon Carey Jr., was a big-time product out of Duke, came in highly coveted, got drafted originally by the Washington Wizards. He is now overseas playing basketball, but this young man, very raw, did not start any games last year, averaged 15 minutes per game. You watch his tape, can jump out of the gym, extremely long, 6'7", 6'8", depending on what you see, but more of a guy I kind of think falls into the category of Devin McLaughlin and as well as Van Allen Lubin. More of a 4 than a 5. So I think that number 5 position is still very key for the Commodores to go. Well, I gave you my thoughts there. That is the recap of what Vanderbilt has brought in still. Van Allen Lubin is really the main piece they're going to bring back. They still have 3 scholarships remaining next year, does the Commodore. So still some ability to come in and have Mark Byington go out, bring in a couple more pieces. I think they still need a center, probably one other guard addition at some point, more of a 2 than a point guard. I think they're going to be filled at that spot. But overall, it's still early. They haven't seen him got on the floor yet. But Mark Byington, I like what he's done with this program so far. Let's go and send it to our final break before we hit the top of the hour. 615-844-5600 is that number. If you want to call or text, we got John Glennon at 10:05. So That 10:25 segment is all yours, everybody. Be sure to call us up. WNSR Nashville Sports Radio, it's JB and the General. We'll send it to one more break before the top of the hour.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our Ghost Pepper Sauce, our Thai Sweet Chili, and our best-selling Black Truffle Hot Sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I what makes Melinda so good. That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
JB and the General.
We're going to re-sign Derek. We're going to bring Brian back for one more year. I can win. With
the band is coming back.
What happened last year? In the 11th hour, they signed D-Hop. But I strongly believe that Vrabel at the last hour, you know, slammed his fist on the table and said, I can win with this team. Let's not start the rebuild.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
WNSR Nashville Sports Radio, where you can hear JB and the General 9 to 11 every morning. This is the General, Patton Cook. JB out this morning. He will be back tomorrow. Appreciate everybody tuning in. I know it's tough listening to me for a full 2 hours, but if you can do it, it is very much appreciated. Still loaded show still to go. We got 10:05. We got John Glennon joining us to talk a little Preds, a little hockey. I'm going to ask him a little Nashville SC as well. That's where I first met John a couple months ago, was at a Nashville SC game. So I'm going to see if he's interested in maybe divulging my soccer loving over here, as well as, of course, the NFL draft. Just got done talking about it with Brad and Bill. 10:25, that is your segment. The General fan has texted in. We will get to his text at 10:25. If you want to text us, if you want to call us, 615-844-5600 is that number. If you do call, though, please call after John Glennon during that break so we don't have any awkward dead air while I try and screen your phone call and who you are. Patton Cook, JB and the General is here. We'll talk to John Glennon coming up. WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. I'll see you in hour number two.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. Prosecutors in Donald Trump's criminal trial arguing right now that Trump's social media posts were a clear violation of the gag order in the case. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse with more.
Prosecutors have said they've identified 10 social media posts by Trump that were disparaging of witnesses like Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels, and that they said violated the judge's gag order against verbally attacking witnesses. Prosecutors said it has to stop because it could have a chilling effect on people coming forward. And so they want Trump fined $1,000 for each offending post, a total of 10 grand.
The Senate preparing to vote later today on the House's foreign aid bills, money for Ukraine, Israel and Taiwan, all included in one big package, along with a requirement that the Chinese owner of TikTok sell the app within a year. Protests against the war in Gaza ramping up at college campuses. 150 arrests made at NYU last night. This is ABC News.
The Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
WNSR. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop.
the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
Welcome back for the second hour of JV and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
On a Tuesday, as JB would say, JB not here, Patton Cook, the General, is here, live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios, WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Hour number two is underway. The Johnsons, Ted and Adam, they have not ripped my headset off and ripped the mic away after hour number one. So I would assume we're doing all right so far, the second time we've done this. Appreciate everybody with the interaction. Got a few texts that we'll get to at 10:25. But first, we have a very special guest, John Glennon at Glennon Sports on Twitter joining us now. John, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Of course, game number one. What was your thoughts on that, John? As the other John Burton and I were talking yesterday. Kind of depends on how you look at it, glass half full or empty. You look good in the game. You look like you belong, but you didn't win the game. What is your kind of overall thoughts as we put a bow on game number one?
Yeah, you know, I think they did a lot of things pretty well. They scored the first goal, which is very important against a team like Vancouver. Vancouver thrives when they get that first goal and can kind of dictate pace of the game. So they did that. They scored a power play goal. Anytime you score get a special team's edge in the playoffs, I think it's a good thing. They didn't let Vancouver's first line, take away the game. They kind of held them in check for the most part, I thought. They were up 2-1 in the almost halfway through the third period. So generally speaking, they did some things well, but there are obviously too many things that went wrong and need to be changed here going into game two. I think one has to be goaltending. I didn't think it was awful by any stretch by UC Saros, but I think it could be better. Philip Forsberger. Yeah, let's have a Forsberger while we watch the game tonight.
Patting that,
Philip Forsberger. That's right. Has to have a little bit more impact. He did have an assist in game one, but I think he needs to make a little bit more noise and create a little bit more offensive chances. Those are some of the things we need to see better. And even the power play, I think although it did come up with the one goal, I think, the power play, the Preds really had some chances to put that game away when they were up 2-1 and just were not able to do so and didn't look very good with the man advantage either. So there has to be more consistency, I think, on that power play.
You kind of went right where I was going to go. Your article right now on the Nashville Post, kind of those four things are exactly kind of what I thought after game number one. First on UC Saros, I mentioned a stat yesterday, 9 of the 11 of his playoff games in his career, John, he has given up 3 or more goals. Is that an unfair narrative in your opinion, or is that something maybe to think about as kind of this series progresses?
Yeah, it is what it is, and until he, kind of changes those numbers, it's just something that's going to get talked about. And, you know, overall, you know, UC Soros, this was not his best season. You know, that he went through some struggles, and he went through some stretches where he was very good also. But you know, the overall numbers were not quite as good. But nonetheless, you know, if he's at the top of his game, I think he can be a real asset, a real advantage for the Predators in this series, because I think when he's at the top of his game, he's one of the best in the league. But, you know, those first two goals, I thought, against the Canucks, and I'm not saying they were, you know, embarrassing, that they were soft goals necessarily, but to me they were shots that usually UC Soros stops. Both of them were involved a little bit of redirection, which is always very difficult for a goalie. Mm-hmm. But I thought on the first one that even after the redirect, there was still enough time for UC Soros to react to it. It was well in front of him, and I thought he should have stopped that. And the second one, you know, went through a lot of traffic, kind of grazed off one of the Vancouver forwards as it went in. But I don't think UC Soros really picked it up on the way in. I don't think he saw the puck through the traffic. So if he can just tweak his game up to the level that, you know, we've seen plenty of times in net, you know, I think he can be a real advantage. But at the very least, I think they have to act, you know, break even in net, and I think Thatcher Demko of Vancouver was the better goalie in game one.
John, do you think for UC Soros, for the better part of three-fourths of the year, he was on the trade block? Does that make anything kind of his production this year, or is that something you're not really thinking about?
I suspect that it's probably in the back of your mind. You know, I asked him about that one time, and you know, he's a man of a few words. He's generally pretty concise. But I, you know, the general indication that I got was that, you know, as much as you try to focus on the game and you know, don't worry about the outside noise, I think you probably have to, you know, you wonder what's going to happen at some point.
Sure.
That's why I kind of figured, you know, when the trade deadline came and went, you know, that we'd see a surge in UC Soros, and I think, you know, for a good stretch, you know, we did see UC Soros at the top of his game, but, you know, I think it needs to be better. And, yeah, I would agree with you during some portions of that regular season. I would think that has to play on your mind just a little bit.
One more here, well, a couple more here from the Preds. You mentioned the power play. They scored their first, John, and got blanked the rest of the way. Did you see anything after that first power play? Did you feel like they were getting the same looks as they did when Ryan O'Reilly scored his goal?
No, certainly that was by far the best look of any of the power plays. You know, and what Andrew Burnett and some of the players talked about afterwards was simply quicker movement, you know, that it became sort of bogged down, you know, a little bit stale, you know, kind of station-to-station passing and not enough movement, not enough seam passes to kind of really disrupt the penalty killers. And again, you know, if you look at a big picture and you say, okay, if you average a power play goal per game, you know, you're pretty happy with that in a series. But the way it panned out, as nice as it was to get that power play goal, you needed at least those last three power plays, even if they didn't score. And if they had scored, you know, and created a 3-1 game, that would have been great. But even if they didn't score, I think they needed to create momentum, you know, tire out some of the Canucks players, give the Preds some energy, some life, you know, the feeling that they were creating good chances. And I didn't really think it did. I thought the momentum kind of swung more to Vancouver's side of things because they killed all three of those power plays pretty well and certainly eventually. You know, they came back and scored those two in 12 seconds to take the lead.
John, as we know, there's really no truly must-win game until a team is facing elimination. Anything can happen. But in game number two, what is your level of kind of what the Preds need to do in game number two? Do they need to win this game necessarily? Kind of what is your level of urgency for game number two in Vancouver?
I'd say fairly high. You know, I think it's been well documented and talked about that the Preds have never won a series in which they lost the first game. Well, they certainly haven't won a series in which they lost the first two games, that's for sure. And, you know, I mean, just the mathematics of it, obviously, if you lose tonight, you're looking at beating a higher-seeded team in four out of the next five games to advance. And that is pretty challenging. Obviously, you've got up to three games at home to do so, but pretty difficult. And, you know, I think the Preds, again, if you look at it as half full, I think they can be pretty pleased with the fact that they, you know, for the most part, were on equal footing, I thought, with the Canucks in that game. And that came after a six-day layoff. You know, I think there was probably some rust on the Predators' part as well. So I think there's reason for them to be confident going into this game, too. But, yeah, I would say pretty important to come back with at least one win here, which means has to happen tonight.
John, you have the pleasure of not only covering the NHL playoffs, but as well the NFL draft this week. It kicks off on Thursday. John, is it fair to say the fate of the Titans pick at 7 really rests at what the Chargers do at 5?
I think that's pretty fair to say, yeah. I think if there's, you know, and again, what we in the media are thinking is not necessarily what the Titans are thinking inside their offices. We believe and we think it is, but you never know. But as far as the majority of us feel, you know, I think an ideal pick for the Titans at number 7 would be left tackle Joe Alt. He fills a glaring need. He would appear to be a great plug and play starter at the, you know, one of the most critical positions on the field. But you're right, the spoiler there is the LA Chargers sitting at number 5, Jim Harbaugh rubbing his hands together at the thought of a gigantic offensive lineman to be his first pick as the new coach of the Chargers and maybe going with Joe Alt. You know, you could say, okay, wait a minute now, the Chargers have a pretty good left tackle in Rashawn Slater. What would be the point of adding Joe Alt? But, you know, theoretically they could start Alt over on the right side, give yourself a couple of monstrous tackles there and potentially move Alt over to the left later. So that could be the spoiler right there. And if that happens, yeah, I think that impacts the draft in quite a way for the Titans at that point. You know, do you still take a tackle, you know, your second best tackle? Or do you say, okay, a lot of these other tackles seem to be fairly equal, so maybe we move back via trade, or do we take the best player available now? You know, and maybe that's one of the receivers, you know, perhaps a Rome Udunze at that point. Yes. So, yeah, I think there will be a lot of attention in the Titans building paid to that number 5 pick for the Chargers.
Trading up not necessarily has been the discussion, but trading down has. Is there a limit, in your opinion, you or the Titans would be willing to go down? Because you got teams kind of in the 20s that are looking to get back up there. The Bills are desperately looking to get a wide receiver there. Are you in that kind of camp of wanting to stay within the top 10, John?
I think in a perfect world you'd like to. But, you know, if Alt is not there at 7, you know, and if you say, okay, you know, and again, we don't know this is what the Titans are thinking, sure, but just kind of speculation that, you know, if they think maybe, you know, several of these tackles are fairly even, you know, you could see yourself moving down. If you get enough draft capital, you could see yourself moving down. You know, I would think even as far as like, you know, 15 or maybe a few spots higher than that even, and still get, you know, a pretty good tackle whose name is not Joe Alt at that point. And you've also added, again, some draft capital, you know, perhaps a third-round pick, which I'm sure the Titans would love to have. So I could, you know, there are enough tackles, in my opinion, especially in that first round and you know, early in the second as well, that I would feel comfortable, you know, moving the, 15, or as they say, maybe a few spots higher than 15.
One more for you, and we'll let you run on out the door. I first met you at a Nashville SC game, John, covering a game. It might have been the Inter-Miami, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you about that. It wasn't the Leagues Cup final, but they They faced off against Lionel Messi once again, and the outcome was about the same, Lionel Messi taking over. What is your perspective on this team right now, John? Because it's been a, to be quite honest, a pretty dreadful start for them of the season in Nashville. What is your outlook on this team as the start of the season hasn't been so kind?
It has not. No, it really has not. And it's disappointing to me because I would like to see this team at full strength or close to full strength because I get the sense from Gary Smith and what he said that and some of the player acquisitions too that they would have, you know, enjoyed trying to change a little bit this year, you know, maybe a little bit more pressing style, a little bit more intent to create offensive chances instead of the defensive style we've seen so often from Gary Smith over the years. But boy, the injuries have just hammered this team. You know, everyone missing various amounts of time, whether it's Tyler Boyd or Walker Zimmerman. You know, those have been the two big ones so far, but other key players have missed time as well. And so it's frustrating to watch. At the same time, you know, you have to find a way to deal with that. And the fact is Nashville SC hasn't been very good at holding on to leads. And you would think that perhaps the one thing that they could do well, even without some of their stars, is kind of employ that really strong defensive style that would allow them to hold on to leads. And I want to say they've probably lost three leads so far, in league play. So yeah, it's been a rough start, and you know, I'm sure they're very happy to have seen the last of Lionel Messi for you know, quite some time here. And now maybe, you know, and maybe as players start to come back even more, you know, maybe now starting this weekend, maybe we can see them kind of take some steps forward. I hope so. I'd like to see, you know, again, at full strength, I'd like to see what this team is capable of, but they haven't been close to full strength.
Yeah, you and everybody else. Quick one. Gary Smith, does he have plenty of time to kind of change things, or do you think he's on a bit of a time limit, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's a fair question. You know, he's been there 4 years. They made the playoffs 4 years. He's been successful, certainly. But you know, I think there's certainly been a lot of clamor in the last year or two. You know, there's not a ton of people that love the great defensive style. You know, unless you're winning championships or getting close to championships, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of fans out there that have been, you know, saying, "Hey, give us a little bit more to watch on a regular basis instead of, you know, a 0-0 draw or you know, half the time." So yeah, I think the clock maybe ticking, especially with this awful start. Again, I can sort of sympathize with Gary Smith. I'm sure he wishes there were a few more guys off that injured list too.
Sure.
Nonetheless, you know, you have to make do with what you can, and that has not gone so well this season.
Well, John, talking hockey and Titans has been fun, but talking Nashville SC maybe has been the most enjoyable. Thanks for so much for coming on with me this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
John Glennon at Glennon Sports on Twitter. You can see all his work. He does a little bit of everything. Titans, Preds, Nashville SC. He's got a Vandy story on a couple of guys I just talked about a few minutes ago on the NashvillePost.com/sports. So be sure to read all of John Glennon's stuff. Does a fantastic job. Met him briefly at the Inter-Miami and Nashville SC League's Cup game. Was very nice to me, and we sat down and I really just chopped it up about Greg Pogue. What better time than that, just gossiping about Greg Pogue, a guy we all know and love. Let's go and send it to a break. When we come back, we'll get to your text, 615-844-5600. Any reaction to anything we've talked about this morning, call us up as well during the break. Now is your time to do so. WNSR Nashville Sports Radio, we will see you and talk to a little Titans, a little Preds, whatever you want to talk about on the other side. WNSR.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. Visit starleasing.com to learn more.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
And now, Veterans Restoration is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Veterans Restoration, serving Middle Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. For residential or commercial, fire, water, or storm damage restoration, give the pros a call today at 615-838-8407, 615-838-8407. That's Veterans Restoration. They're professionals who care.
The Atlanta Braves are back with a loaded roster of young talent and some new faces in the A. It's going to be another wild season.
1-1 launch deep down the left field line. This might get out of here. Say goodbye to that one.
Tonight, don't miss a minute of Atlanta Braves baseball as the Braves take on division rivals the Miami Marlins live from Truist Park.
Pregame coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show,
615-844-5600. WNSR Nashville Sports Radio, JB and the General. We are live every weekday, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. You can catch us here on the app, on Twitter, on Facebook, on the WNSR website. Catch us here Monday through Friday. Fun show. Had a fun show. Just had John Glennon. Once I upload that on SoundCloud, I invite everyone to go back and listen to that great stuff with John talking Titans, talking Preds. And of course, if it's going to be a solo JB and the General edition with the General, we're going to have some Nashville SC talk, everybody. I'm sorry. It's just kind of who I am. Whenever I was hired here, I let them know, look, big soccer fan, Nashville SC is coming here. I feel like I can provide something here. That is my niche, Nashville SC. So we're going to talk some Nashville SC, and just did so with John Glennon. Great stuff by him. 615-844-5600 is that number. To be honest, you missed the opportunity to call, at least during this segment. Not going to be able to pick up the phone if you do call, just because, well, this isn't a video format, but if there was a video, I would turn the camera around and you would see me, myself, and I. It is just me here in the studio, so if I were to pick up your phone call, it would be a lot of just wonderful dead air radio. And I know last time I was here, I did dead air when we had some hooligans text the text line, and we've got one here. The General fan is here. He texts, wanted your prediction for the Preds game tonight. I'll give that in a second. Also, the SEC baseball race is heating up. Do the Vandy boys have any chance of beating the... Now, this is a quote. This is not me. This is a quote, and I may have said this at one point in my life. Definitely not anymore. Quote, do the Vandy boys have any chance of beating those thugs from Knoxville? Once again, this is a quote. This is a quote from not me. Did not say that on air live. Have a great day, Patton. The General fan has texted. He has left his presence. First of all, thank you, the General fan, for texting in. My prediction first for the Predators tonight. Now, JB and I were talking yesterday and kind of how you got two ways of looking at it. You competed well. You're going to be able to compete very well throughout this series. You showed you belong in that game. You showed you're probably the better team for two-thirds of that game. And really, even into the second period, you looked to be the better team. But after that first goal, a second came quickly. A second and then a third came quickly in the third period, and then all was really over with after that. So are the Preds for real? Do they look like they're going to be able to compete in this series? Yes, I do believe they're going to compete in this series, but something we saw last night, both games in the NBA, I'm going to kind of liken it to what the Preds are going to have tonight. Game number two in both the Philadelphia 76ers and the New York Knicks series and the LA Lakers and the Denver Nuggets series, you saw teams go go pedal to the metal, quite frankly, to even it up at one apiece. Both home teams won in game number one, went on to win in game number two, but you saw them go out and try and get game number two with their all in mighty power. Neither end up happening. Both should have won, quite frankly, in the Lakers and the Philadelphia 76ers. Anytime you see games like that, and I'm going to liken this to what the Preds have, you have such a huge letdown. And for me, the third period was a massive letdown for the Predators. You had the goal lead in the first period. You gave it up later on in the first period. At the end of the second period, you had a 2-1 lead heading into the third, and you get blanked in the third period. You go on and lose that game. I wonder what the Predators' response is going to be tonight. I'm going to be looking specifically at that first period. How the Preds come out in the first period is going to tell me everything I need to know, probably not only in game number two tonight, but I'm going to say throughout the series. Now, I know you're going to get to come back home. You're going to be able to be in front of the home crowd. You're going to be able to have that response to what the crowd is going to give you, but I think there's questions on how this team is going to respond. There's some guys on here that have not experienced this, and there's some guys, like it or not, and something John Glennon talked to us about in Philip Forsberg and in UC Soros, there's a bit of a track record. And whether we like it or not for Philip Forsberg, he is not the same player in the postseason that he is in the regular season. Now, that's not to say he's a scrub or he's not here to play or he's throwing his stick on the ice and he's just not willing to give it a go for the Predator. He's still a very good player. He had an assist in game number one, but he's yet to really show that he can be that superstar. And like it or not, I've said it, and this has not been popular here on air or here with my friends, until the Preds get that superstar, they're going to be in these same sort of moments, getting out of round one, maybe getting out of round two. But in terms of going on a legit playoff run, I think until they get that superstar that can be, and I want to say this, there aren't many of them. There aren't many who are equally as good in the postseason as they are in the regular season. Sidney Crosby, Alexander Ovechkin, Connor McDavid, go up and down the list. The list that they have, Nathan MacKinnon in Colorado, there aren't many guys that are able to keep up that same momentum they had in the regular season to the postseason, because newsflash, it's hard. And maybe more so in hockey than in most sports. You see a lot of guys right now in the postseason in the NBA that really, you look at it, are they really that guy? Are they really able to go out and carry a team to the championship? To me, they're not, but they're able to do it sometimes in some years. I think in hockey, it's way different. So that is my thoughts on the Preds. In terms of NCAA baseball and his SEC baseball question, right now, in terms of the SEC East, the Kentucky Wildcats are first overall in the East, 15-3 overall. They are 32-7 is what their overall record is. Tennessee, 12-6 so far this year. Of course, Tennessee taking care of the Cats this weekend, and Tony Vols had some chirping to do with the team out of Lexington. So right now they're in second place. Vanderbilt, my Commodores, 10-8 overall. They're third in the East. You look over at the West right now, Arkansas, who by all accounts is the best team in America at this point, 14-4 overall. Texas A&M, who took very, 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 very quick care of Vanderbilt 2 weekends ago, they are 13-5 overall. So you're right, the battle is there. The way Tennessee's playing, and they had a slow start to SEC play, the way they're playing now, like it or not, and check those bats, Vols fans, they are extremely hot right now, lead the country in home runs, I do believe. They are electric right now. They're not back to their 2019 form or whatever year that was, where you had the daddy hats, you had the fur coat, you had really where they broke onto the scene in terms of the college baseball game. They're not that electric in terms of antics off the field, but in terms of hitting, it's hard to say they aren't just as good in terms of the numbers. They are just as good as they were back in 2019 in the original Tony V era in Knoxville. I like the Vols down the stretch here. Now, they've got Vanderbilt coming in. That's going to be a big series. That is at Hawkins Field, I believe, in Nashville. Not at that Little League stadium they got at Lindsey Nelson. I'm kidding, of course, Vol fans. Don't come for me by any means. But SEC baseball, it's always good. It is good, once again, no matter what. Now, we got a couple minutes here. Now, before we get to it, want to tease our coming up, our segment coming up, the Nashville Cats. We got our Cats Corner, as we do every Tuesday at 10:40. This week, this is our first player. Our first player will be joining JB and the General. And who else, who better else than the starting quarterback, Ramon Atkins, will join us at 10:40. You won't want to miss that. It's got a great story. His football journey is not like Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, and Drake May. It's a little more blue collar by some stretch. You won't want to miss that. Ramon Atkins will be joining us at 10:40. We'll clip that up and put it on SoundCloud as well. Now, I saw this clip yesterday. This is first, before we get to a clip from our guy, Tim Corbin, want to get to a clip from, not my guy, but a lot of people's guys, Tom Brady. Now, whenever I play this, you're probably going to know where I'm going to go with this with Tim Corbin, who came on 2 weeks ago and kind of had this same sort of take. Listen to what Tom Brady had to say, not really necessarily about football, college baseball, or anything like that, but just about young athletes in general.
And I think the biggest problem with a lot of kids these days, it's all about them. It's all about them, their brand, their social media. And then when it's about me and then not about us, well, there's no way to succeed as a team if all you're doing is thinking about how selfish it is for you to get attention.
It's cool to show the world how great you are, but the most aspiring thing is how great you can make others.
That's the point of life, is what we could do. How do you help other people finish the race, not just you?
Now, Tom Brady, this was on the Deep Cut podcast, which is basically him in a barbershop chair getting his hair cut. But I asked Tim Corbin this same sort of thing, the transfer portal. You've got guys leaving, more of a me mentality, kind of how hard this is. And we'll play this before we go to a Ramon Atkins at 10:40.
Is what we.
To just working with your kids internally, inside, and that was just the main voice. And we talk about patience all the time. We teach patience because patience really is a virtue. Patience really is a tool for you to really grow in a very natural way. But if you're impatient, then you're going to make decisions most likely based on other voices that are talking to you that are going to move you away from a growth period that may actually be the best thing that ever happened to you. And I think you mentioned it, in a day where if you don't get what you want right away, then you move. And everything's not Amazon Prime. You know, you just don't have it right at your fingertips. It's more like, and I say this respectfully, the Postal Service. It's going to take some time. And if you think of life as just time, steps, and growth, you'll actually get what your vision is. You will at some point in time. And if you never did, then you understand that it was just part of your process. And I think that's the part that's kind of too bad because there's nothing microwave about anything that we do. You have to put in a lot of time, and whether it's your own personal habits or whether it's your baseball habits, it's just the experiences that you get. And if you're in an environment that you know you're growing, you're happy, and you might not be playing yet, but at the same time, if the people around you understand that there is a process to playing at Vanderbilt, and it's not going to come right away. But when it does, you're going to be much better off just by going through the process and being patient and growing like you did. And I think that's the only tough part about, you know, what a portal system does is it just there's a huge allowance for kids not to go through processes that will really help them. And because they don't, there's an expectation that they need to get it right away. When they don't get it right away, they move. Life doesn't work that way. It won't work that way in your own personal life.
Well, that is Tim Corbin. I just wanted to play that. I thought that was fascinating. You had Tom Brady. I saw that on Twitter yesterday. And, of course, Tim Corbin, two guys that know a thing or two. We will talk more about that after our guest is coming up. Ramon Atkins, the starting quarterback for the Nashville Casts, will be joining us. We will send it to a break, and we'll talk to Ramon coming up. WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. It's JB and the General.
And now, Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways and keep an eye out for motorcycles and never drink and drive. This message is brought to you by locally owned and operated Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, our full-service body shop. So give the pros a call today at 615-593-5699. 615-593-5699. That's Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, going the extra mile for safety. They're professionals who care.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cut, from the traditional fillet of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu, from salmon to scampi, and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
They say health is wealth, and I could not agree more. That's why if you or somebody in your life is living with everyday aches and pains, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps fight pain naturally. Naturally. Now that's a big deal. Developed by its doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of ingredients all work together to help support your body's response to inflammation. Instead of masking pain for a couple of hours, Relief Factor actually helps reduce or even eliminate your pain for good. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better, give Relief Factor a try. In 3 weeks, you will know if it's working because you'll feel it. I was sent Relief Factor for me to try. I've been taking it every single day, and I do feel the difference. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. Don't let pain tell you how to live. Fight back naturally with Relief Factor. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, but now we have the ability to take your phone calls 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare Studio, it's JB and the General.
Welcome back to JB and the General. We have had a lot of good guests on this morning. Bill King to start us off at the very beginning, Brad Powers, and then John Glennon at 10:05. And our next guest will top them all. None of them are a starting quarterback in the Arena Football League, and we have got one coming on with us right now. Ramon Atkins is joining us. Ramon, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you coming on. Before we get to the Nashville Cats, I just wanted to talk about your football journey, Ramon, because unlike maybe some others, you've kind of taken a path where, correct me if I'm wrong, you've kind of got to love the game of football, to be quite honest, if you've gone the way you've gone about it. Talk about kind of how you've gotten to this point to being the starting quarterback for the Nashville Cats.
You know, ended my career in college in 21, first team all conference there, then actually immediately transitioning into the indoor game under a great, great teacher, great mentor, Nate Davis with the Duke City Gladiators, who helped me win 2022 IFL Rookie of the Year, then transitioning up to Tucson Sugar Skulls with head coach Hurst Chan, who also helped me mature in the QB spot a lot more than I ever could have imagined. And, you know, now here using the information and skills I developed with those two guys right there has helped me tremendously in this camp. You know, it's helped me win the starting job and it's helped me push my teammates to become better since day one.
Now, Ramon, you've done both. You've played kind of outside in the usual 11v11 football. What is the arena game like for a quarterback?
You know, it's a lot faster. You know, you don't take a lot, as many more shots. You don't have to worry about any crazy upfront twist from the D-line or anything like that. You know, you can always trust your O-line to win that one-on-one matchup. Just, you know, toning back on the on the power of your throw, applying a lot more touch to your deep balls, being a lot more precise in your accuracy, leading your guys, being on time, you know, being early to be on time.
You mentioned your time with the Duke City Gladiators, not too bad for a rookie, with over 50 touchdowns and led the league in passing. What was that first year like for you? Did you kind of have a feel, hey, this indoor thing is kind of my thing?
It was definitely eye-opening. You know, after I was able to, you know, comprehend everything that was being given to me, actually see the game for what it is and understand the ins and outs of the defense. You know, the defense can only run so many things. So knowing that information, it's allowed me to, you know, pick them apart and put the ball where it needs to go.
Of course, the Nashville Cats is where you are now. Excited to have you on there, being named the starter. What has camp been like, and what has it been like to have a guy like Jeff Fisher just kind of roaming the sidelines with you guys?
So camp's been amazing. Every person in camp will tell you that. Every player will tell you that. You know, having Jeff Fisher, you know, in our operation, you know, you really couldn't ask for anyone better. You know, we have a bunch of big name guys involved in our organization, and you know, they got wisdom, you know, we're looking for, and they're willing to offer it. So picking their brains, you know, staying humble to, you know, to the situation and just moving forward.
Ramon, correct me if I'm wrong. I'd imagine this isn't your first time being on a team that's never really played with each other before. What is that going to be like as the games this weekend?
It's going to be great. I mean, our communication on and off the field has been amazing. You know, it's ideal for what you're looking at when you have a bunch of new guys together. And kind of, you know, some of them, we're not really new to each other. We know each other from playing each other, being on other teams and things like that, knowing what each other can do.
A couple more here for you. Now, your hometown is Gary, Indiana. I'm a big Darius Garland fan. Of course, went to Vanderbilt from Gary, Indiana. He's talked about it. What was that like growing up for you, Ramon?
Gary, Indiana is a very unique place. You know, it's a place where you can, you know, count on your upbringing, you know, to put you in the right position, you know, keeping your head on straight. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of different doorways that can be open for you in Gary, Indiana. And, you know, what you want for your future, you know, will determine which doors you pick and choose.
Now, Ramon, you're not just a football player. I believe you're still a student. Have you acquired your master's yet, or is that still in the process?
Yes, I actually just acquired, awesome. Yeah, I think 2 days before camp, you know, had the meeting with my board, and, you know, they said they're going to pass me. So I was, you know, ecstatic about that, you know, smiling ear to ear. So
no doubt. What are you looking to use with that?
So I went into that because I love the strength conditioning aspect, you know, throughout my college career, and, you know, personal training, you know, self-health, wellness, and, you know, eventually just, you know, want to open my own gym.
Awesome. Well, Ramon, we appreciate you coming on with us this morning. A guy you are certainly easy to root for, and we appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
Appreciate you for having me again. Thank you, guys.
Ramon Atkins, the starting quarterback for the Nashville Cats, has been our guest. I mentioned it. Fantastic story. Gary, Indiana native, and you mentioned it. That kind of upbringing that he had, it certainly molds you into the young man that he is, and very, very cool and excited for him. Of course, this Saturday, the Nashville Cats will be kicking it off. You can still get tickets, so be sure to go to the Nashville Cats website, look at the tickets. Very affordable. That's something we've mentioned a couple of times now. It's one of those opportunities, Titans games. Hey, Titans fans, newsflash. This new stadium you're about to go into, it's not going to be affordability. Isn't going to be the first word that comes to it. The Nashville Cats are doing it right, in my opinion. Everybody's going to be able to go to a game if you so choose. Be sure to go on the website, look at the tickets, purchase some. Game one is this weekend, this Saturday. So be sure to go on down to Municipal Auditorium, which is where the Preds will have, or the Preds, the Nashville Cats will have all of their games except one. They will have that at F&M Bank Arena in Clarksville, Tennessee. That is your Cats Corner segment every Tuesday at 10:40. One more segment to go. Any reaction to any of the show we've had this morning, be sure to call us up, 615-844-5600. Call or text us at that number, JB in the General, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039. or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
It's a Bill King show.
Interestingly enough, Jerry Curtis, Adam, I'm sure you saw this, over the past week has committed to Georgia. And depending on the recruiting service, he's either the top-ranked quarterback in his class, and in one of the services, they've got him ranked the top overall player regardless of position.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Final segment here of JB and the General this morning. Patton Cook has been with you all morning long. Appreciate everybody tuning in this morning. It's been a fun one. We've had some fun guests. Of course, just heard from Ramon Atkins, the Nashville Cats starting quarterback. He will be, I don't know if he'll necessarily be under center necessarily. He won't be under center necessarily. He'll be in a shotgun behind the center. How about that? I don't believe you go under center in the Arena Football League. Maybe you do. Maybe that's a question I should have asked Ramon Atkins. Tonight, you can hear on these airwaves at the Atlanta Braves. They got the Miami Marlins. They're at home for a nice little set. They are at home until this upcoming Sunday. They take on the Guardians in a weekend series, but they got the Braves first. The Atlanta Braves 6:05 pregame is that time. And then, of course, the Nashville Preds, they take on the Vancouver Canucks tonight. At what time, you may ask? Dun, dun, dun. 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock Central is that scheduled puck drop. Whether or not that happens or not, to be determined. That game, checking to see where you can find that game on TV. Of course, Bally Sports, if you so choose. But at ESPN2, at 9 o'clock, you'll be able to find and watch that game. Now, in game number one, I made it through the first two periods. After the second, I got to be honest, I thought I was going to wake up to a Preds win. Instead, I woke up to a Preds loss and ended up watching the highlights of the third period right here in this chair where I'm sitting right now at about 6:15 or so the next morning. So, Preds fans, if you want to watch the whole game tonight, maybe a nap. Maybe a nap to start your afternoon off because this one's going to go well into 11 o'clock and it might inch in to midnight. Of course, Eastern, it'll definitely get that way. In the NBA, we got the Suns and Timberwolves at 6:30 and watch that game on TNT. The Minnesota Timberwolves are leading this series 1-0. Every home team so far in this series has won in the playoffs. We've yet to have a road team regain home advantage. The Pacers and the Bucks, 7:30 on NBA TV. Damian Lillard is still torching the Indiana Pacers from the other night. Was absolutely fantastic. And the final NBA game of the night will be the Mavericks and the Clippers. Clippers, of course, lead that one 1-0. Well, John Burton fans, you can listen to him tomorrow. JB will be back in studio. We'll recap the Preds game tonight. Of course, 9 o'clock is that puck drop. 6:05, you can listen to the Atlanta Braves and the Miami Marlins right here on Nashville Sports Radio, as well as the McFarlands, Justin and Darren McFarland, 2-4, as they are every weekday. And in a little under a week now, we'll have George Plaster back here on these airwaves at 4-6 here on these airwaves. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Patton Cook saying so long from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. We'll talk to you tomorrow. WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Jim Rome is next.